Hello.
Hi, my name's Naya. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. Returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Speaking.
How may I help you?
Okay, I was trying to sign up for my unemployment, but they said that there was a gap in between the timing.
Alrighty, that just means you filed a claim recently and stop doing your weekly certifications. What's your social security number?
416-062747.
Verify your name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name, please.
Alisa Harris, Alisa Gay Harris, 725-1965, Tatum.
And are you completely out of work?
Yes.
Alrighty. On January 2nd, this claim will close and you'll have to file again, alrighty?
January.
If you're still out of work.
I'm still out of work.
I'm saying once January 2nd gets here, this claim that we're going to file today is going to close because you filed a claim on January 2nd of this year. So every year, anything open within that year time frame closes.
Okay.
But you'll know closer to that time. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What state is it issued in?
Alabama.
And what's the driver's license number?
It's 557-7345.
Thank you. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees you may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
What bank are you with?
Redstone.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's the routing number?
I can't give it to you. I'm on my phone right now. But I already did this.
Every time you file a claim, you have to redo this information.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Okay. I don't have my route number right now. Hold on for a minute. Okay, my route number is 262-275-835.
Thank you. What's the account number?
Okay. Yes. 5100-570-5392.
And for verification purposes, the routing number is 262-275-835.
Ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
I said the routing number is 262-275-835.
835, the last three?
Yes.
Yes.
Account number 5100-570-5392.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your mailing address?
Ma'am?
What's your mailing address?
1607 8th Street Southwest, Decatur, Alabama, 35601.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
What's your primary phone number?
It's the 256-345-0039.
And to verify with you, your mailing address is 1607 8th Street Southwest, Decatur, Alabama, 35601, correct?
Yes.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No. What is it?
Have you worked since the last time you filed for unemployment?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked? I need the month and year, please.
December 6th.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
What now?
Do you get work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What's the job title you're seeking work in?
Production.
What's the name of the company you're working for?
GE.
Is it the Higher U.S. Appliance?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What's the phone number for them?
256-552-1305.
Thank you. When would your employment start date?
November 18th, 2019.
And your last day was December 6th of 2022, correct?
Yes.
What city and state was your work performed in?
Decatur, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And this is your last job, correct?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working? Quit, discharged, or lack of work?
Discharged.
For what reason?
Medical absence, excessive medical absence.
What's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Christina Dominique.
Christina what, ma'am?
Dominique.
And who is she?
HR.
And your date of discharge was on December 6th as well?
Yes.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I had to leave out again under doctor's instruction.
You did what, ma'am?
My doctor took me out. They said I missed 2 days under my doctor's care.
All right, did you commit the act your employer alleges for being absent?
Ma'am.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges, the reason you were terminated? Did you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes, ma'am, but I had no choice.
Okay. And any prior warning for the same or similar act?
They gave me a DML, and it was said that I was fired.
You said no?
For the same thing.
What'd you say, ma'am? Your phone was breaking up.
What is it?
It's still breaking up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Your phone is breaking up, ma'am. I can hear you're trying to talk, but it's messing it up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what was the question?
Any prior warning for the same or similar act of missing work?
Yes.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Okay. I came in, but I had to go back out.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Your temporary PIN number for this claim is 4765.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you'll call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Okay.
What'd you say, ma'am? Hello.